I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Snowfall totals from yesterday's winter storm are coming in from coastal and southern Georgia. 1.2 inches piled up at the Savannah Airport. That's the first snow to exceed an inch there in nearly three decades. More fell further inland, 2.5 inches in Alma, 3 inches in Pooler. Valdosta saw 1.5 inches. Ice accumulated in several areas as well, up to 0.5 inch in Brunswick. The National Weather Service station in Charleston measured 5 inches of snow. Meanwhile, travel remains hazardous in areas hit by the storm, although the State Department of Transportation pre-treated interstates and deployed plow trucks to the region, local roads were not cleared. Chatham Emergency Management Director Dennis Jones.
We don't really have any snow plows that are in the area pushing snow out of the way, but we do have quite a bit of resources in place for that sand and that brine mixture.
Below freezing temperatures overnight turned the snow and slush into dangerous ice. Officials expect that to melt during the day today, but they say it will likely freeze again tonight. The state of emergency for 28 counties that Governor Deal declared yesterday remains in effect through Friday evening. According to Georgia Power, roughly 6,300 customers are still without electricity at this hour. The restoration process is challenging due to travel conditions and the cold temperatures. Meanwhile, Amtrak says three cars and a passenger train derailed in Savannah late last night. The Silver Meteor train traveling from Miami to New York was backing into the station when two sleeping cars and a baggage car derailed. The cars remained upright and none of the crew or the 311 passengers were injured. Governor Nathan Deal was in Augusta Wednesday for the groundbreaking of the second building at the Georgia Cyber Center for Innovation and Training at Augusta University. It will house several companies and offer research and educational opportunities for cybersecurity. Deal told WRDW-TV that the buildings are part of a larger plan.
Our goal is to be the number one place in the entire United States for cyber training and the issue of cybersecurity in general. And all indications are that we're pretty much there. We just got to sustain it. We've got to finish these buildings, and we've got to get people in them.
More than 13,000 people in the Augusta region work in cybersecurity. That number will grow as the Army's Cyber Command moves to nearby Fort Gordon in the next few years. And in sports, the Atlanta Falcons are placing left guard Andy LaVitre on season-ending injured reserve. This after a triceps injury 3 weeks ago ended his streak of 140 consecutive starts. The Falcons will rely on backup guard Ben Garland in Saturday's playoff game against the Los Angeles Rams. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org.